Welcome to Critical Issues Commentary, the radio ministry of Gospel of Grace Fellowship, a non-denominational Christian church in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. This is Barb Gretsch. I'm your host for today, and I'm speaking with Bob DeWay, theologian and teacher at Gospel of Grace Fellowship, and he is the author of Critical Issues Commentary. We are beginning a new series today in which we will be critiquing a book that's popular in evangelical circles. It's called Practicing the Way by John Mark Comer. We have researched this book, and we would like to discuss some of the claims that John Mark Comer is making. And the main idea in his book is that we are to be apprentices of Jesus. And he equates the idea of apprenticeship with that of being a disciple of Jesus. Bob, what do you think? Are they the same thing as being a disciple, the same thing as being an apprentice?
No, it isn't. And that's one of the things that we need to demonstrate here in this series, that this is a sleight of hand, and there's a reason for the sleight of hand. And we've also, I think, can identify the source of this idea, which he does talk about, which was from Dallas Willard, someone I've critiqued in the past, who's another mystic. So we have a lot to talk about as we go along, and we'll take some various episodes to get through all this. But the reason I was alerted to this and we decided to do a series on it is I had three different CIC readers from different parts of the country contact me asking about John Mark Comer, because he was either himself as a speaker or his material showing up in churches that they were going to. I pay attention to that because not everyone will contact you. So I found out this guy is making some appearances in churches, and people are questioning it because they think it sounds a little odd. What's this guy talking about?
Sure.
So following the two or three witnesses, I decided to take action. At first I said, no, I have other material. But then when I got more people contacting me, all right, we're going to do this.
Okay.
So,
and
go ahead.
What is your reaction to the book?
Well, as I read it, it was annoying, and more annoying, because this is more of this Eastern religion coming to our churches, claiming to be some new, better way or authentic way to be a Christian. And I'll tell you that immediately I recognize the echoes of the emergent church. Now, those who have been listening to us and reading our material for some time know that over 20 years ago, I wrote a book about the emergent church.
Yes.
Maybe it wasn't quite that long. Time flies. But whatever the case, I did research and write on the emergent church. And honestly, that was a movement that was bringing Eastern religion, Eastern philosophy, social gospel type priorities, and other things that were seriously heretical into the church. And so I'm reading Comer, and I'm thinking, is this Brian McLaren? Or he was one of the emergent guys that they like, because they wouldn't give you a straight answer. Everything was cryptic.
Even in reading this book with Comer, he does not outright profess to be a follower of Eastern religion.
You're right, Barb. But what he does, this is, listeners, you can do this and see what happens. Who are the good guys and who are the bad guys? Okay, so as I'm reading through here, the bad guys are traditional Christians and Western civilization and anything that has to do with the rational mind of the West. And the good guys are monks, Eastern mystics, anything from the East. So, and that's consistent all the way through the book. And then when you look through the footnotes, you get the same impression. And I also noticed in the footnotes, here are the people I've written about some years ago, Rob Bell, Dallas Willard, and so forth. So these movements come back around after another generation comes along that hasn't yet been deceived. And the target often is people who grew up in evangelical churches and aren't necessarily all that satisfied with it.
Yes. I found it very helpful to read one of Bob's articles that he'd written on Dallas Willard. It's CIC article issue 91. It's entitled The Dangers of Spiritual Formation and Spiritual Disciplines, a critique of Dallas Willard and the spirit of the disciplines. And I would highly recommend that to any of you who want to have a better understanding of the problems behind the scenes here.
Yes, in fact, that gives me an opportunity. Thanks for mentioning Willard. In his book, which I have in front of me, all marked up, pages turned over, that's how I read. No used book that I've critiqued is ever worth anything to the used book.
And this is Comer's book that you're talking about.
Yeah, the one you showed.
Practicing the Way.
Yeah. So in the introduction, he attributes this idea of being an apprentice to Dallas Willard. Wouldn't you know? False teacher from the past.
Interesting.
Here's what he says. The philosopher Dallas Willard used to say, quote, there is no problem in human life that apprenticeship to Jesus cannot solve, unquote. Now I'm quoting from, of course, Comer's introduction. Following, or as I will describe it in the pages to come, says Comer, apprenticing Jesus is the solution to the problem of the so-called human condition. Name your malaise: political polarization, climate change, looming global war, the mental health epidemic, addiction, Christian nationalism, widespread hypocrisy among Christian leaders, or simple inability to be kind. So name the problem, name the addiction, the situation, or whatever it is you don't like, the climate, by the way. So if we're apprentices to Jesus, the climate will become static and not change anymore, which would be something different than been the case for the history of the planet. It's always changed. I wrote about climate one time, too. There's a CIC article on that. So all the problems, this is his false claim. I'm going to say that is a false claim. Dallas Willard is a false teacher. Comer has chosen Willard for his idea, and then he's going to create a version of that to enough for another generation of people who may be susceptible to it. So what we need to see, and which we want to prove from Scripture, is that none of this has anything to do with the real problem, which is the fall, the rebellion of Adam and Eve in the garden, the resultant sin nature, which is why the human race is alienated from God, and the fact of being under the wrath of God. The real problems and the real root issues will not be addressed by John Mark Comer.
Wow. As a believer in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, that is refreshing to the soul to hear you state that so clearly. It was difficult to read the book because he does present the scenarios of problems that are not our greatest issues and a false solution to them. Let's get back to that idea of apprenticeship. What is he recommending?
Well, he makes the leap from discipleship to apprenticeship because he likes the idea better. And he takes parts of the Gospels where people are called to be disciples, and they follow Jesus and they hear his teachings and so forth. Now there's a grand deletion, because this is very selective. He knows enough about the Bible to select from the Gospels different things that would help his case, and he's assuming that people won't know how much he's leaving out. And we're going to help you with that. We'll show you what he's leaving out, and what he's leaving out is fatal to his claim. But let's get back to the apprenticeship idea. How is a disciple different from an apprentice? Well, a disciple is learning from someone. In the case of Jesus, they're learning who he is, what his claims are, and what his will is, and his teachings and his moral law, and how he's different from the teaching of some of the leaders they had in Israel. You see that contrast a lot of places in the Gospels, especially in Matthew. And also that Jesus is unique. One thing you will not find in John Mark Comer's book is the uniqueness of Christ, because he wants to erase that and make Jesus someone who could have apprentices. Because if you're going to be an apprentice, when you are completing your apprenticeship, you have to be able to be that person yourself in your own world. And he even mentioned in his book somebody he knew was apprenticed to a plumber. Okay, so you have a person who's a plumber, and they are able to do everything plumbers need to do, and you work with them, and you find out what tools you need, and what techniques you need, and what problems need to be solved, and you get part of that whole process. And when you are a plumber, if you're as good as the person who trained you, eventually you can have your own business and do everything they did. That whole model fails if Jesus is unique. Now, John calls Jesus the only begotten. Okay? And the Greek there would indicate the only one of his kind, the unique one. And if you read, for instance, in John, in the first 18 verses, the uniqueness of Christ is stunning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Think of the seven I am sayings in John. I am the light of the world. No apprentice is ever going to end up saying, I am the light of the world.
Absolutely not.
And that's claim, by the way, is linked back into Exodus to Yahweh appearing to Moses, say that I am sent you. And so there's a claim of uniqueness that Jesus is Yahweh. So you can read Comer, if you're one of these disgruntled persons who grew up in an evangelical church, and find something that seems more appealing. But this is not biblical Christianity. The things that are deleted, the things that are hidden, the things that are coyly set aside. Barb, I don't know if you noticed this, but he'll say, Christians usually say, and then he'll share things about the gospel. You need to repent and come to Jesus so you won't go to hell. He says things like that. Or he'll say some things we do believe. And then the way he confesses is, well, I believe those things, but, and then he goes on to what he's more interested in.
Yes. I found that to be very interesting. He does not hold traditional Bible-believing Christians in high esteem, it appears.
Yes, and that's what makes me really think of the work I did a couple decades ago about the emergent church. And I engaged in debates with their leaders. And so I have face-to-face knowledge of that movement. And it's not that different other than the terminology. But Willard was around back then, And he's the source of this apprenticeship idea. But the idea of, oh, yeah, I believe those things. But they, some of them wouldn't even do that. Okay. I was on the radio introducing a debate I was going to have with Doug Padgett, one of the emergent guys, similar to this, but in his own right, he's unique. But between the break of the radio, the host of the radio show we were on, one of them, I believe, was from the church where Doug Padgett grew up. And so in the break, when we weren't live on the air, one of them said, well, of course, we're just talking about things that are somewhat different, but we all believe the same basic things like the substitutionary atonement. And Doug Padgett didn't say anything. And I said, Doug doesn't believe in the substitutionary atonement. And the guy was stunned because Doug had come from his church. He grew up in his youth group there. And he looked at him and Doug shook his head, no, I don't. Okay, that's Doug Padgett. Maybe Comer's different, but his source is very similar. It seems to me to be another version of what they used to call emergent that came from a disaffected evangelical who grew up in the evangelical church, didn't like what happened, didn't like their priorities, didn't like their politics or whatever else was going on. And he's determined he's going to create his own more warm and fuzzy and hopeful version of this. And so he clumbed onto Dallas Willard's material here, the idea of this apprenticeship, because it sounds more appealing. And what's it more appealing than? Believing the truth, confessing Christ, studying doctrine, and so forth. This is, I'm going to solve all the big world problems by being this apprentice. Everything from climate change to mental health to whatever else, global war, we're going to solve it. We're going to become apprentices. And so in the end, apprentice is exactly a human being doing what the master had done. Okay. So you don't have to worry about such things as future judgment, the return of Christ, the sin nature, the need for the blood atonement, repentance, being someone who's dependent on Christ, who we cannot see now, but he's at the right hand of God. So that's another issue we'll have to talk about, because it's hard to be an apprentice of someone you can't see at all. See, the plumber is right there showing you what wrench to use. So the problems are immense. The claims are false. The hope is false. And what you lose is the faith once for all handed down to the saints. And I'd like to warn Christian young people, as we're coming to an end here of this session, what you need, you may very well have grown up in a church that in your mind left you unhappy or disaffected. Many, many people grew up in conservative churches who aren't actually born of God. That may or may not be the case. But the fact is that if you don't know Christ and have a relationship with him and are born of the Spirit, then the things that are taught in evangelical churches don't give you a lot of hope, because your hope is in this world. So I think that's the audience, is people who didn't like evangelicalism. And Barb, I thank God for you. You grew up in a conservative church, but actually believed it.
Well, yes, I found it very helpful, Bob, to have you explain some of the problems with the book and with the very premise of apprenticeship as opposed to biblical discipleship, and how it would be easy to be led astray if you're not alerted to these differences and encouraged to get back to the Bible for our definitions. That's a good place for us to wrap up for today. We want to remind you that you can access this program and many others, as well as years worth of articles, at the website cicministry.org. And we want to remind all of you, as it says in Philippians 1:27, stand firm in one spirit with one mind and strive together for the faith of the gospel. For Critical Issues Commentary, this has been Barb Gretch and
Bob DeWay.
We'll see you soon. Thank you.